did some training last week, more rest than anything after the hard games that we had at West Ham and Preston. And then we've been back at it this week, and they've been very good. We've had 3 good days training. So sometimes that means that you're very good on the Saturday and sometimes it doesn't. But we're very encouraged, certainly with the last 2 performances and training this week.
How important was it to give them a couple of days off then to be able to rest the legs after what was a busy opening month or so?
Yeah, it was important. We weren't too disappointed when the game was called off against MK Dons. Gives all the little niggles, you know, chance to clear up. People like Craig Alcock, James Wallace has had 90 minutes for the under-21s. And Stephen Scougal's a little bit closer being fit as well.
How close is he then possibly to featuring this weekend, Stephen Scougal?
No, he won't feature this weekend. Hopefully, if everything goes well in the next few days, he'll play in the under-21s against Wednesday at Bramall Lane next week.
So it's nothing new, I suppose. It's just that same injury you said, which was a little bit longer than you probably thought it would be.
Yeah, initially. But he's had 3-4 weeks now. So we're hoping. He's done a lot of one-to-one with the physios and everything. So we're hoping he'll be up to training at the start of next week.
Is he frustrated at the minute then?
He is, but that's what part and parcel of being a footballer. You have to take these injuries. And, you know, the main thing is this stage of the season that we get them right, which is what we've done with James Wallace as well. And so that they don't keep breaking down.
Any other knocks or niggles then heading into this weekend? Any fresh ones?
No, I think everybody's okay. You know, after the Preston games, only Craig Alcock. He's trained this week on the Wednesday. Didn't train before then, but he should be fine and available.
So he could be in starting 11. He's fit enough to be able to be involved in that if needed?
Yeah, providing he has no reaction, he'll be available. So it should be pretty much the same squad, the 18 that we took to Preston with Craig Alcock added to it.
You mentioned the MK Dons game. You were in some ways pleased that it was called off, but it adds another fixture, doesn't it, I suppose, at a later date?
It does, and you'd be amazed trying to fit it in, even at this stage of the season, you know. Having got through a couple of rounds of the League Cup, you know, we've got the JPT at Hartlepool, a couple of Tuesdays that we'd identified Wednesday at home, so we can't play then. So I think we're looking at even November, December time.
Bit of a minefield, isn't it, trying to get it in?
It is, and it just goes show later in the season, you know, if we do get through in these cup competitions, which we want to, then we don't want too many games called off.
In some ways, was it a bit frustrating, though, because you'd got momentum going? Unbeaten in 4, you want to keep that going, don't you?
Yeah, we're
going
to try and do that anyway. I hope, judging by the way that the lads have picked up in training again this week, then we want to continue how we played at West Ham and how we played at Preston. By far, our 2 best performances of the season, and we just want to continue it, especially at home.
Do you have to rein them in a little bit, then, if they haven't had a competitive game, like you say, for a couple of weeks?
It's been good, yeah. Training has been good. It's been competitive, which we want it to be. We want tackles going in without anything silly, without, you know, people injuring, the players injuring the teammates and everything, but it has to be a competitive element to it.
I guess you want it to have that fine balance, don't you? Because you don't want anyone to pick up knocks or niggles in training. They're the most frustrating ones.
They are, yeah. In matches, you can't do anything about it. But we've been okay in that way. They do good warm-ups, you know. They do a sort of a time before the warm-up as well, with stretching and so on, which is proving very effective in keeping those knocks away.
Has it given you an opportunity to work on anything in particular this last couple of weeks? And have you wanted to work on anything specific?
No, just to reinforce the good things that we did at West Ham and at Preston as well. Those 2 performances, certainly for quite large parts of the game, is how we want to play. We did it a little bit against Bristol City, but we've done it for longer periods in the last 2 games, and we want to continue that.
It's been all of 2 weeks since we could ask you about transfers, and now the loan window back up and again. Any news for us on that front in terms of, firstly, people coming in?
Not initially, no. We tried unbelievably hard to get players in right up to the deadline on the Monday night and put very substantial bids in for players. The problem we've got is that we've got a good squad as it is, and we only want players who are going to improve it. There's no point in us bringing people in the same as what we've got or as good as. We need people who are better, who are going to go in that first 11. And we're not just going to bring people in for the sake of it. We've got 18, 19, 20 fit at the moment. You know, we've got Stephen McGinn, Chris Porter, who can't get a game at times, Andy Butler. So if we are going to bring people in, they have to be good players, and we couldn't quite manage that.
How many would you like to add then, ideally at the moment, in terms of loan deals?
I think a couple would have been ideal, and we're still going to try and do that, even with a view to a permanent in January. So there's no great hurry for the moment with everybody being in good nick. We've got a lot of games coming up, so we're going to try and keep most of the squad together. If there's 1 or 2 need to get out on loan to get some games, that's fine. But when you look, we've got Saturday, Tuesday, you know, for a few weeks coming up. And that's hopefully, that's before we hopefully get through against Orient and Hartlepool.
I know Mal Branigan told us that one of those deals that we're trying to push through on deadline day could possibly be a loan deal now. Is that one that you are revisiting?
Yeah, we will do. Not for this weekend, but for next week or something like that. You know, you've got this 93 days normally, you know, where they'd have to go back mid-December if you take them now. So if we can get through to the end of the month and then you can take somebody until January the 1st, that would be ideal.
Yeah, it's timing it right, isn't it? Like you say, because it is only 93 days.
It is, and as much as we've got a lot of games coming up now, we're going to have just as many in December for that Christmas period. So it'll be probably towards the end of the month if we do anything.
Harry Maguire, have you had any contact with Hull City? Have you gone back and revisited that one?
I think an inquiry's gone in, but I think there's quite a few Championship clubs in for Harry, so the only thing is the emotional pull of coming back. But I think ideally, I think Hull want him to go into the Championship.
Will you try and pull on those heartstrings then?
Yeah, we will if we can, but you know, he'll probably, having gone two leagues up, he probably won't want to drop straight back down again, despite all his connections here.
I know that you'd said them dropping out of Europe might help you on that front as well. So in some ways, no one wants to see an English side go out of Europe, but them dropping out has helped on that front.
Yeah, it has. But when there are, I think I read five or six actually teams that were, you know, in the Championship that were after Harry, then we've got some competition. But he knows where we are, and we'd love to have him back.
If not him, then are you confident of maybe getting another centre-half in on that?
Not confident, no. We've made inquiries, and I say that was the main area that we were trying to buy permanently in. But we're okay at the moment. You know, we've got the option as well. Now Bob Harris is fit, have Jay McEvely going there as well. So I think we're okay for now.
And the striker side of things, is the search still on there?
Yeah, in some ways. It's not desperate, you know. We look around at the moment at the bench at Preston, you know, a couple of weeks, 10 days ago, and you're happy putting any of them on at any time. And when the only one we've got injured is Skugel, and he's going to be fit in a week's time, it's just not desperate. The problem we've got is still looking for these players, in that people want to keep the good players, and that's the ones that we're after. Mm. The ones that are on the fringes of everybody's squad, well, we've got as good as that.
How about players going out then? Any inquiries as of yet for yours?
Yeah, we've had one or two inquiries for Andy Butler to go and get some games, which is fine. So we'll try and get Andy and get some games, you know, at his age as well. He needs to be out playing, so we hope within the next few days or maybe a week that might happen.
So that sounds quite likely then that he'll be departing on a loan basis, obviously.
Yeah, initially, and then we'll see, you know. You know, at the moment the partnership is, you know, with Colin and Harrison, and they've looked quite solid.
Are the inquiries Crewe and Walsall, are they the two?
No, there's a couple of League One clubs, so we don't want to name them too much, but we'll try and get something sorted for him.
Why do you think it hasn't worked for him since he arrived over summer?
Don't know. You know, people settle differently. Some do and some don't. It's a difficult one to say why, but, you know, it's just not quite happened. I think the emergence of Harrison has been as much as anything McGahee, you know. And when we looked at it in the summer, we had Harry Maguire and we had Neil Collins, and Andy Butler was coming in to provide a bit of competition for them. Then we'd bring Harrison in, almost as an under-21 player. He's gone beyond expectations so far. So it's a few different factors.
Is it still all amicable between Andy Butler and the club?
Oh, definitely, yeah. We've had a chat this morning about it. You know, he's making one or two inquiries, so we're perfectly happy with that. Yeah, he's training with the first team, and if we need him in the next few weeks, if he's still here, we'll use him.
Yeah, and then obviously down the line, when you say more games come around and suspensions get picked up, injuries as well, you might need him at some point.
That's it. So we're not, you know, I can understand if somebody comes in and says, you know, we're not under any pressure financially or anything to do anything, so we'd like to keep him around for now. But if somebody comes in and says, listen, I'm not getting a game, then we understand and we'll try and help.
Any other inquiries for any other players then?
No, not at the moment, no. Say we've only got a couple outside the 18 anyway. It's not as if we're sitting with 25 players or something and there's, you know, six or seven of them. And they're a couple of injuries or a suspension away from being involved.
So back to action then this weekend. Rochdale, what have you made to them so far?
I think they've had a very good start to life in League One, and I think the performance we had them watched at Crawley last week, it was a very comprehensive victory. And I think they'll come full of confidence to Bramall Lane and relishing the prospect of playing there.
They know how to find the back of the net, don't they? Four past Crawley, five past Crewe as well earlier in the campaign.
They're capable of that. You know, usually Keith Hill's team, they do play like that. If they're on song, then they're very, very good. More about us on Saturday. If we're as good as we have been the last couple of games, then we'll be okay.
And important after the break to get off to a good performance, and obviously result as well comes with that.
Both. When you look at the next three games on the road as well that we've got coming up, it's a very important one for us. I think, you know, 3 points would take us back into that top half, close to the top six again. And that's where we want to be.